Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quick Blog Podcast, our preview for each team in the Indian Premier League for the 2025 season. The first team we'll look at in our series is Royal Challengers Bengaluru, and who knows how they will go. We say this every season. They're very unpredictable, as they showed last campaign, coming from nowhere to end up making the playoffs. It'll be very interesting to see how they go this year. Shahbal here from Quick Blog. Australia fan, also an IPL enthusiast with my co-host Nash, India fan and Mumbai Indian supporter as well. Nash, RCB, we'll look at the possible 11 or 12 that they could go with to start the season. And then we can discuss some strengths and weaknesses of them and yep, whether we think they'll make the playoffs. So let's get right into it, man. What do you reckon of the possible 11 or the possible 12? There's a lot of conjecture around what they could go with this campaign.
And To start, no one knows RCB fans' plight better than an Arsenal fan. I'm pretty sure you know how last all the seasons have gone for RCB fans.
All 17 of them, mate. I understand.
Yep,
exactly. An early blow in this preview series. Thanks, man.
I mean, 2026 is your season. 2026.
It's going to be our year. So what do you reckon? RCB Paddatar, the captain, new captain?
Yeah, and look, I think there's enough firepower in the squad. There's enough experience in the squad. And they have certainly put money on Patidar to be their leader for the season. And having someone like Virat Kohli in the ranks to sort of guide you through your captaincy journey. You know, obviously Virat Kohli is a superstar down in Bengaluru, and having an absolute brilliant bowler in Josh Hazlewood in your bowling lineup as well. That should give Rajat Patidar enough confidence going into the season. Starting with the playing 11, let's get straight into it. Obviously, Virat Kohli to open with. I have Phil Salt, Rajat Patidar at number 3, Pandya, Jitesh Sharma 4 and 5, Liam Livingstone at 6. But again, like we say every year, those, you know, 4 and 5 and 6 are real. They have the ability to bat in any of those numbers, because it depends on when they come in.
Yeah.
RCB, thinking about the positives, is if RCB are, you know, 154-2 in 15 overs, then obviously they'll send someone like Liam Livingstone in.
Exactly.
And perhaps Jitesh Sharma, who can do the finishing job as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Then, you know, let's not forget Tim David as well, who is the other third overseas player that I'll go with. Then Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Yash Dayal, Josh Hazlewood, the fourth overseas player, and Suyash Sharma as the spinner as well. So I think that gives it a good balance of fast bowling and spin as well, with Krunal Pandya, Tim David, who can sort of give you a few overs, and then obviously Suyash Sharma as well, the leggy. And this is where I was struggling with most of the teams, is the impact player, the 12th player. This is where I was struggling. So it's a real hard one, isn't it? When you're trying to come up with the impact player.
Yeah.
And you have to go with someone like Rasik Dar Alam, who's a real fast bowler.
The thing is, they spent quite a bit on him, so about 6 crore
exactly.
was. And, you know, there's been some footage that have come out from the Nets that he's bowled quite well to Virat Kohli in particular. So, I think he'll get a start in the 12th.
But then you also have someone like Swapnil Singh, who, you know, they use their right to match card.
Yeah.
Who is an all-rounder as well. So who can play a good role. Then you got Romario Shepherd as well, who is an overseas player, who is an all-rounder. So there's quite a bit of all-rounding power in RCB. So they have a few options when it comes to that impact player. But this is the, when it comes to playing 11, this is my playing 11. What about you?
I've got the same as you. I've also got, but I've got Rasik Dar playing in the 11 with Suyash Sharma or Swapnil Singh, but Suyash Sharma for the leg spin option. playing as the impact player. Yeah, I've got Phil Salt there, but I think he's one that I think that's got to start the season well, because RCB, the big weakness, I think, if we go into strengths and weaknesses, one weakness I'll say is that they lack a left-hander in their top seven. They've only got Krunal Pandya there. They could go with a Jacob Bethel, or they could go with
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
they could go with Devdutt Padikkal, but the problem with going with Padikkal is he has to open. So if you're not going to open with Padikkal, I wouldn't play him three or four. He's really struggled there in the IPL batting in those positions. I'd go with potentially Jacob Bethel if Phil Salt doesn't perform, and then you can see where we go from there. So Phil Salt should start. He and Coley, I think, look, could be a massive strength, that partnership, right? Phil Salt's a very dynamic T20 player. We saw what he did with KKR last year. Virat Kohli's a run machine. Those two at the top need to set a platform. Because that middle order does have a lot of power in it in terms of Livingston and David and Chitesh Sharma, but I look at Livingston and David, they can be quite hit and miss, though. So as much as possible, try to get a platform for those guys for RCB. But yeah, there's different options you can go for regarding
I
that
mean,
lineup.
Tim David did play a few important innings in the Big Bash.
The Big Bash, that was probably his best Big Bash season, I'll say. That's why they won
And
the
if he
comp.
can bring that form to
Big
IPL,
reason
I
why.
think it will do a lot of good for RCB.
Yeah, he can win games off his bat, down at number six and seven. That's what he did for the Hurricanes. And it was a big reason why they finished up at the top. And then they ended up making the final. And then, they were absolutely, Mitch Owen and absolutely outstanding there. But yeah, it's they need Livingston and Tim David to be a hit rather than a miss. I like Hazelwood in the side and Bhuvnesh Kumar. I think that's a strength of theirs in terms of
I
power
mean,
play control.
if you're playing against a team who turn up with Bhuvnesher Kumar and Josh Hazlewood in the first 6 overs, I mean,
Exactly.
you have to bring your A game all the
Exactly.
time. They're always on the money. Bhuvnesher Kumar the swing and Hazlewood can get it off the seam. I mean,
Exactly.
it's a dream to have those two players, those two bowlers in your bowling lineup as a
Yeah,
captain.
that's a strength. But the issue I find with RCB is what's outside of that. So Yash Dayal had a very good season last year. Can he back it up? I worry about the quality of the spin in their ranks. Probably don't have the same quality as other teams do in terms of spin. That could potentially be a problem for RCB throughout the season. Can this attack defend scores at the Chinnaswamy or restrict teams at the Chinnaswamy, as well as other flat pitches around the country? And don't get me wrong, a lot of attacks will struggle in this tournament, I think, with high run scoring as we saw last season. But for RCB, if they're asked to defend 200, 220, can they do it? So that's the thing you worry about with them. But it's a side that can cause other teams problems. But I do worry about the depth.
So given those teams, given that team, for CB, what's your prediction on where they'll finish?
I don't think they'll make the playoffs personally. I think they'll probably finish on the lower end just because
Just because they're RCB.
no, yeah, maybe that. But just bowling depth. I just think they sort of maybe lack that sort of same depth that other teams do. But that's not to say they can't do well. But and teams coming up against them can set up their bowling attack in certain ways where they get the ball going away from the right-handers because they've got so many right-handers in their team. That's my thinking. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I think there's a lot of other very good teams that might make it ahead of them. What are you thinking?
I have them making the playoffs. I think they'll finish third or fourth. And I'm hoping and expecting Bhuvnesher Kumar to have a killer season.
Yeah, I think Bhuvnesh Kumar and Hazelwood definitely together can have a massive season. But you need more than just your two bowlers performing. So can the other guys really step up as well? That's going to be the big thing for RCB, and I hope they do well because the fan base is very passionate, as we know. And how's Paddy Tarr going to go as captain? By all reports, very calm sort of customer. But yeah, it's going to test him a lot. Going to test him big time this tournament, I think. But that kind of team that can do very well, that's for sure. So that was our preview of RCB. Thanks, Nash. Thanks for everyone for watching. Do check out Cricblog TV on YouTube, the Cricblog podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast for, all the other teams as well that we will be releasing ahead of the season.
Thank
Subscribe
you.
to us at Cricblog Pod as well on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks, guys.